Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Mom! Hey, Mom!
What is it, Wally? What's wrong?
Well, gee, nothing, Mom. I just wanted to tell you I'm going to school.
Did you have to call me all the way out of the kitchen to tell me that?
Gee, Dan always says to let you know where we're going.
Oh. Have fun.
Where?
At school.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny, Mom. So long.
Bye.
Mom! Hey, Mom!
I know. You want to tell me you're going to school.
Oh, no, Mom. I just want to kiss you goodbye.
Well, I guess that was worth coming out of the kitchen for. Do you have all your homework done?
Well, yeah, Mom. Miss Ladders had us memorize a whole big hunk of poem. Oh, yeah, Mom. I'm going to school.
Bye. Ward! Ward!
Yeah, what is it, dear?
The boys just left for school.
You called me in here from the kitchen to tell me that?
They just did it to me.
Well, now, class, did we all memorize our poem last night?
Yes, Miss Landers.
Oh, that's fine. Who would like to start it? All right, Judy. Suppose you start us off with the first four lines.
What does he plant who plants a tree? He plants cool shade and tender rain. Seed and bud of days to be and years to fade and flush again.
Well, Judy, those are the words. Would someone else like to continue? Whitey, would you like to volunteer? What's the matter, Whitey?
I forgot where Judy left it off. And years that fade and flush again. Oh, yeah. He plants the glory of the plain. He plants for his heritage. The harvest of a coming age. The joy of unborn eyes shall see thee. Soon as he plants a tree.
Larry, would you take it from there?
See, Miss Landers? I only learned up to Whitey.
Larry, you were supposed to learn the whole poem.
I know, Miss Landers, but while I was studying, we had company, and I had to keep coming downstairs to say hello.
All right, Larry, we'll discuss this later. Beaver, would you continue?
What does he plant who plants a tree?
He plants in sap and leaf and wood, and far cast thought of civic good, God's blessing on the neighborhood.
Well, children, we learned the words all right, but we certainly got very little meaning out of them. When you read a poem, you must try to see the picture that the author is painting. And, well, you must try to feel the way that he felt. Now, this person loved trees. Why, he looked on them as friends, almost as though they were people he knew. Would you like me to read part of the poem for you?
Yes, Miss Landers.
What does he plant who plants a tree? He plants in sap and leaf and wood, in love of home and loyalty, and far cast thought of civic good, God's blessings on the neighborhood, who, in the hollow of his hand, holds all the growth of all our land. a nation's growth from sea to sea stirs in his heart who plants a tree. All right, class. Recess.
Boy, did you read it fast, Whitey?
You didn't read it at all.
Why, it's company.
Yes, Beaver.
Well, I once got a tree for my birthday.
Well, I hope you're taking good care of it, Beaver.
Taking good care of it? Well, we had to leave it at the other house when we moved.
Oh. Well, I'm sure your tree's all right, Beaver.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be all right, too.
Guess so.
What's the matter?
I can't sleep. I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
My tree.
Your tree? What tree?
Well, remember a couple of years ago when it was my birthday and Dad gave it to me? Well, then I planted it and took care of it, and now I'm worried about it.
Well, why all of a sudden are you starting to worry about it?
Well, because Miss Landers read us a poem about how you should love trees. And now I can't sleep.
Well, that's what you get for paying attention at school. Forget it, will you?
I can't. I'm going over to the old house tomorrow and ask Mr. Bennett if he'll give me back my tree.
Well, Beaver, he won't give it to you. He bought it with the house. Well, look, before you go bothering Mr. Benner, you better ask Dad.
But it's my tree, and no one ought to swipe a guy's birthday present.
Oh, cut it out, Beaver. Parents can do what they want to do. You're a kid and you got no rights, and go to sleep.
Gee, Wally, I'm almost sorry I woke you up. Hey, Mom, where's Dad gone? I want to ask him something important.
He's gone to play golf.
Oh.
Beaver, you could ask me.
Yeah, Mom, I guess I could. Mom, if someone gave a guy something for his birthday, would it be mine for the rest of my life?
Well, Beaver, of course. If someone gives you something, it's yours.
Anything?
Mm-hmm. Anything.
Even if someone gave me, well, $1 million for my birthday?
That's right.
Well, what if I put $1 million in the bank, and the man that owned the bank sold the bank? Would it still be my $1 million, or would it go with the bank?
Why, of course it would be yours, Beaver. You could go and get it out of the bank anytime you wanted to. No one can keep what's yours.
Gee, thanks a lot, Mom.
Anything else?
No, that's all I want to know.
Hey, Mom, can I put these minnows in the refrigerator?
Well, you're not going to put fish bait in my refrigerator.
Well, heck, Mom, they can't hurt anything. They're dead.
Well, you just find a place outside for them somewhere.
Hey, Mom. Hey, where's the Beaver?
He just left. He asked me if he had $1 million in the bank he got for his birthday. Could he draw it out?
Well, what'd you tell him?
I said, of course he could.
Gee, Mom, you shouldn't have said that. He might go down and try to do it.
Oh, Wally.
Hey, Beaver, don't you think we should have waited till Mr. Benner got home and asked his permission?
Uh-uh. My mom says it's all right to take back what's yours.
Watch it. You'll hurt the roots.
You really think trees have feelings, Beaver?
All the trees in Mr. Dizzy's pictures have feelings. Oh, they yell and scream and chase people around and everything.
That's just in cartoons. Did you ever have a real tree scream at you?
No.
Okay, then let me dig. I think that's enough. Let's lift it out.
Dizzy. It doesn't look too healthy.
No. I don't think it's too happy.
Well, I guess we better fill up the hole.
Yeah.
There's not going to be enough dirt here to fill up the hole.
Yeah. Every time you dig a hole, there's never enough dirt to fill it up again. I wonder how come, Larry.
I asked my father that once.
What'd he say?
He said, go ask my teacher. That's what I was going to school for.
Yes, Ward? Beaver left before noon. He isn't home yet. He never even came home for lunch.
Well, that's not like him.
I don't think he's with any of his friends. Whitey came over here looking for him.
Maybe he went over to...
Is that you, Beaver?
No, Mom, it was a door.
He's been looking... Beaver! What are you all covered with?
Mostly dirt, Mom.
Did you fall down in it?
I don't remember.
Well, you just march right up those stairs and you take a bath. And you keep off my clean carpets.
Maybe you better carry me, huh, Dad?
Well, you just sort of tiptoe.
Hey, Mom, when are we having lunch?
We had it 3 hours ago.
Well, you mean you just went over there and stole a tree in broad daylight?
I didn't steal it. I just took it back because it was mine. I got it for my birthday. My mom said what's mine is mine.
Boy, Beaver, Mom and Dad will blow their tops when they find out.
Well, how can they get mad at me for taking something that was already mine?
Well, I don't know, but they'll find a way.
Beaver, are you in the tub?
I'm just getting in, Mom!
June! June, we're late! We were due at the Rutherfords 10 minutes ago.
Well, we can't embarrass them by getting there on time.
Let's go.
Did you tell the boys we were leaving?
Yes, I told them. They changed into their old clothes and they're out back somewhere playing.
Oh, dear, my gloves.
June, do you have to have gloves?
Well, I'm not going to the Rutherfords barehanded.
Hey, maybe what you could do is, maybe you could plant it on the other side of the house. You know, behind some other trees. And then maybe nobody'd notice it.
Oh. Maybe we could disguise it.
How are you gonna disguise a tree?
If it was Christmas, we could hang lights on it.
Wally! Beaver!
I hope they're gone now.
You could bring the car around front.
It's already out front.
Is there anything wrong?
No, we just want to tell you we're going.
Your lunch is in the refrigerator. Don't leave the butter out. How do I look?
Oh, gee, Mom, you look ritzy.
Yeah, Mom. Almost as ritzy as when Uncle Harry died.
Should we go now?
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
Bye,
Dad.
Bye. Dear, where's your collar and tie?
June, the last time I got dressed up to go to the Rutherfords, when I got over there, Fred was wearing Bermuda shorts. Now, come on, let's go. Probably the Rutherfords now, wondering why we're late. Hello. Hello, Mr. Benner. It's Mr. Benner who bought our old house. Well, how are things, Mr. Benner? I beg your pardon? The tree in the side yard? Well, just a minute. The Benners were away yesterday, and some of the neighbors tell them that our boys were over there and dug up a tree in the yard.
That's ridiculous.
Hello, Mr. Benner. I'm sorry, it couldn't have been our boys. They're not the type. Well, frankly, Mr. Benner, one or two of the neighbors over there are a little prone to exaggerate. Excuse me again, just a minute.
It's stuck.
Turn it in, Wally.
Mr. Benner, could I call you back?
Sure, Wally.
Ward, is it?
Yeah, Afraid it is.
Come on, Bee. Help a little.
Land, Wally.
Would you like some help, boys?
Hi, Dad. I guess you didn't go to the Rutherford yet, huh?
No, I guess we didn't. Well, Wally, so you just went over to the old house and the two of you dug up the tree.
Oh, no, Dad. We didn't do that.
Oh, no, Dad. The two of us who dug up the tree, we weren't me and Wally. We were me and Larry.
Well, it might interest you to know that Mr. Benner just called and he's quite upset.
But gee, Dad.
Dear, we're due at the Rutherfords.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, now look, fellows. We can't settle this now, but we'll be back here at 2:00. In the meantime, you can just go up to your room and wait there.
How come me?
Do you want me to tell you how come you?
No, that's okay. I'll just go up there and wait.
Hey, Dad, what about the tree? I guess it'll be all right here for a while. Hey, Wally. You think Dad'll still be mad when he gets home from the Rutherfords?
Well, not when he first gets here. But it won't take him long to get himself mad again.
Mr. Benner couldn't put me in jail, could he?
Why not?
Well, I just took my own tree.
Well, he could get you for trespassing.
Oh. What's trespassing?
You've seen those signs, haven't you? No trespassing?
Yeah.
Well, that's trespassing.
But what is it?
Well, it's walking on other people's property that doesn't belong to you.
But Mr. Benner didn't have any signs up.
A lot of good that's going to do you when you're sitting in jail.
Oh.
Here they come. Hey, what are you doing?
Getting ready in case I gotta cry.
Take it easy, Beeve.
Did you have a good time, Dad?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a good time, Mom?
Yes, Beaver.
All right, boys, you've had 2 hours to think this over. Now, what do you have to say?
What do we have to say, Wally?
Well, how come I'm in trouble, Dad?
Wally, weren't you down there trying to help him hide that tree?
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm in trouble.
Beaver, how could you just go over there and pull that tree right out of Mr. Benner's yard?
Well, gee, Mom, I wouldn't have done it. Except you said it was okay.
Beaver, I told you no such thing.
Sure you did, Mom. You said if I had $1 million in the bank and the bank was sold, it'd still be my $1 million.
Well, Beaver, I did tell you that, but, well, this is an entirely different thing.
You mean it works for $1 million, but it doesn't work for trees?
Beaver. I guess you must have thought you had a very good reason for taking that tree, didn't you?
Well.
Beaver, why did you do it?
Dad will laugh at me.
No, I won't.
Well, I took the tree because I loved it.
You love the tree?
Yeah, Dad. Don't you remember? Long time ago, you gave it to him for his birthday.
Yeah, Dad. And then Miss Landers read us a poem about how trees are your friends. And she read it so good that I started missing my tree. So I went and got it.
Well, but Beaver, we sold the house to Mr. Benner and the tree belongs to him. You didn't have any right to go over there and get it.
But, gee, Dad, suppose when we moved, you'd forgotten me over there. Wouldn't you got over and gotten me?
Certainly, Beaver. You belong to us and we love you.
Well, it's the same way with me and the tree.
I see. Well, Beaver, I guess in all the hurry of moving, we sort of forgot about your tree. I'll tell you what. You give me a chance to see if I can't straighten this out with Mr. Benner.
Gee, Dad, you mean I get to keep it?
I think so.
Now, Beaver, don't you be upset anymore, all right?
Okay, Mom. Dad?
Yes, Beaver?
Could Wally and I go down and plant the tree? I don't want it to croak in the wagon.
Sure you can.
You know, Beef, you're pretty lucky.
I am, Wally?
Well, having parents that understand that you've got, well, like a crush on a tree.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Now, we've all had another chance to memorize our poem. Larry, did you have any more company over the weekend?
No, Miss Landers.
Well, good. Then suppose you start us off.
Yes, Miss Landers. What does he plant who plants a tree? He plants cool shade and tender rain and seed and bud of days to be and years that fade and flush again.
Thank you, Larry. Judy, would you like to continue?
He plants the glory of the plain. He plants the forest's heritage, the harvest of the coming age, the joy that unborn eyes shall see. These things he plants, who plants a tree.
You put a lot of effort in that, Judy. That's a big improvement. Beaver, would you finish the poem for us?
Yes, Miss Landers. What does he plant who plants a tree? He plants in sap and leaf and wood, in love of home and loyalty, in far-cast thought of civic good, God's blessing on the neighborhood, who in the hollow of his hand holds all the growth of all our land. A nation's growth from sea to sea stirs in his heart who plants a tree.
Why, that was very good, Beaver. You put a lot of feeling in that.
Thank you, Miss Landers. I guess I got to know trees a lot better, well, since Friday.
As a rule, Beaver Cleaver thought that girls were icky. Yet there was one exception, one incredible female who was anything but icky. His crush-worthy teacher, of course, Miss Landers. And up next, Miss Landers is coming over for dinner. Stay tuned for episode 87.